This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Question time on the Sounding Board for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise. And as always, Hutchie, these days we start the conversation and question time for Mosh, Men's online health platform, making health easy. And the first question we like to ask is health related, which this week comes from, because it's directed to me, Hutchie, you'll have to find it, Shawnee Evans on email.
He says, which TV or radio station has the best catering for its talent? Do you have any demands for your shows? And if so, what's on the Damien Barrett rider in the green room? Is it hard to keep things on the healthy side? There's always great food around.
The back half of that question, Shawnee, yes, it is hard because there's often pies, aren't there, Hutchie, in reach. And I've been having a few this year in the ad breaks of Sunday Footy Show. Got to stop doing that.
Have you?
Yeah.
We don't get any pies on Mondays or Monday nights on Footy Classified, except when there's a tennis tournament on.
Oh.
And as there is tonight with Wimbledon.
So you'll be right.
And one layer down, should you choose.
I've noticed we don't get any food on the Sounding Board, but I think Don't Shoot the Messenger, yeah. No, who's got the same producer.
They've got their own caterer.
They certainly get their own flowers.
They've got Chris Lucas catered, brings in Chris selection of his four restaurants every week. They pick the best. They pick the best one.
Peter Rowland chicken mayonnaise sandwiches.
That's a better description.
Now, Shawnee, it is a good one. Your diet, and I know this is a health question, but it does and can get away from you, particularly on broadcasting football at the ground.
Francis Curo via Twitter, what do you think of the way Chris Scott spoke in the press conference after the game? RE Tom Stewart's reporter liked the way he dressed it rather than say I didn't see it.
Loved it. Loved it. It was the beginning within minutes of the game finishing of the mitigation process the club has embarked upon to get Tom Stewart as few weeks as possible. As we speak, the tribunal is going to be held this week and you'll get at least 3 weeks for what he did to Dion Prestia. But Chris Scott, in true Chris Scott fashion, was just trying to bring that number down. From what it could have been at one stage, 4 or 5?
Yep.
Drew Sasso on Twitter. I know Hutchie loves New York, but is it wise using the George Steinbrenner model for being an owner of a popular sporting franchise?
I don't know of anyone who would choose unpopularity over popularity in life. So it's not something that I would hope to be. But equally, it's not for me to decide. And I think the passion of the fan base can decide over time whether they like us or don't like us quite as much.
A lot of questions relating to the Perth Wildcats. I'd like to think we covered it all in the main body, so I'm going to refer all of those questions relating to the Wildcats and WA from a Hutchie perspective back to the main body. Andrew Vitolan's also had a question, and there's another half dozen ones there. Has the AFL ball dropped the ball, and this is Riley Wentworth on Twitter, in promoting draft coverage during the season? Surely with the amount of interest it attracts, a deal with Fox KO to have under-18 championship games as curtain raisers would be a no-brainer. Toomey on AFL also seems to have left a void in coverage. I don't know what he's referring to there. There's no one better in that space than Cal Toomey. I know that we like to model ourselves on what happens, particularly in the NFL, I think, and maybe the NBA when it comes to the draft. But those guys over there are celebrities in their own right because of the college system. We just don't have that here. They're year 12 students, and no matter what we do by way of potential exposure, it's ultimately not, to me, going to make it a product of that nature.
I agree
ever.
With that. There's a small section of the community that's interested, unfortunately, versus the high cost of production, I'd say. But
yep. Do you want to read that next one from Andrew Murdoch, who wants to have a crack at me?
Andrew's very active on the email and on social. Question for Damo. As a budding journalist, perhaps not yet as masterly cynical, I was confused by your decision to appear in a Sportsbet ad. What happens now if you come across a scandalous story involving Sportsbet? Can I trust you'll cover it with the same rigour as always?
Well, thanks for your concern, Andrew. Yes, you can trust that I will. I think we've discussed this issue enough, and if you haven't heard what I did absorb 25 minutes of last week doing that, which was way too long, go back to last week's episode, which would have been episode 20 of Series 7.
Listen to the glass jaw emerge there in Damo.
My point is there is probably no scandal involving a legal company, Andrew. Now, where are we here? Tom William on email. Is it possible to make Footy Classified a podcast also so you can listen to and catch up? I think it used to be done back in the day.
I think we did it for a period of time as a business. We had the ability in the early days to do it and repurpose it as a podcast.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it legal to do it the way you
Yeah, I think it's a great
Did Channel 9 know you were doing it?
Yep, that was before podcasts were podcasts.
Right.
I think it's a great podcast product, so I'd hope that Nine, they might even do that now. Do they on Nine now or one of those platforms? I'm not sure.
Yep. Ewing via Twitter, if a journalist has a positive and a negative scoop, what do they normally prioritise?
I'll answer that question honestly, Ewing. Negative.
I'll answer it honestly too, Ewing. Whatever's the better story. But often the better story is the negative story.
Well, that's what I mean. Like it's rare that, unless it's a real heartwarming yarn, which you love as a journalist. It's your favourite moment when it's...
Yeah.
When it's a blockbuster story and it's heartwarming.
Yes.
Nothing better.
No.
But unfortunately, often...
He is right, Ewing. The negative anger will take it. And again, while media gets blamed for that being the case, it's on the back of the public actually reacting bigger to the negative story, whether they believe they do or not. Do you want me to ask that one about Frydenberg, Hutchie, or not?
We've already talked about that.
Okay. Rich Bark on Twitter. If a podcast was recorded all in one sitting, would it have more chance to be listened to in completion than if it was released as one longer podcast or split into three? I would have thought most people would complete a podcast that had been started, but some may miss additional drops.
Rich, that's very fair and reasonable, and it's probably aimed at us because we record three in one sitting. Our view is we'd like to maintain a connection on different days with our audience, and we provide some different content, but for the sake of ease, we do record it in one go.
Yep. Hutchie, we're getting the wind-up.
That's it.
We're actually getting the wind-up, even though there's a lot more topics and questions.
Vince Moody, last question. Hopefully Damo read up on Governor Ron DeSantis. Abortion is still legal in Florida. Do you know why? Because Ron DeSantis prioritised Don't Say Gay and CRT over taking up abortion during the last session. Is this good for Trump? That's a curveball question, Damo.
Yeah, it is. You introduced me to Ron DeSantis last week, and I did a little bit of reading on Ron DeSantis. He being the challenger for Trump, is that right, Hutchie?
He would be the Republican nominee, potentially.
Can you maybe answer it, even though Vince is directed at me? I don't feel equipped to answer it.
Directed at you. The ruling on the weekend.
Is this good for Trump?
Well, I think it's a very complicated issue, the ruling on the weekend.
I can't believe we've gone back to the ruling, by the way. And again, we're not the ones to talk about it.
And I think
how have we gone back there?
He was supportive on the weekend of the ruling, Donald, whereas previously he'd been critical. So I don't know what to make of it.
No.
Other than it was a very dark day for many. Oh. This has been the question time on the sounding board for DrinkWise. If you're choosing to record three bits of content in one sitting,
or only two today,
choose to DrinkWise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Questions with Hutchie and Damo. Send us your questions via Twitter or Facebook at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.